Early last month, the University of Northern Iowa became the first school in the state to bring synthetic cadavers, or syndavers, into the classroom. UNI biology lecturer Mary McDade says they closely resemble humans in size, feel, and complexity.
In the past, we've been dissecting cats, and they have some similarities to humans, but most of the students who take these courses are pre-professional students. They're pre-medicine, pre-physical therapy, physician assistant, pre-nursing, and they're going to be working on humans.
UNI biology department head David Saunders says the syndavers are ideal for their purposes.
Students don't have to worry or concentrate that they're working on a dead body. They can concentrate on learning the anatomy.
But sometimes using human bodies in the classroom is the right choice. Director of the Deeded Body Program at the University of Iowa, Brian Chapman, explains medical students often need to use the real thing.
There are certain techniques that they do with new equipment that they can't do on a synthetic donor, let alone an embalmed or prepared donor. They have to have a donor that's actually fresh, that's never had any sort of chemicals put into the body.
The Deeded Body Program at the UI has been accepting donors since 1968. Chapman says they receive about 250 a year, nearly double when the program first started.
We utilize the person to the fullest extent that we can, and after the studies are done, we will do a cremation and return the ashes to a family.
Using real human bodies has its drawbacks, however. Students can only use them for about a year before it's just not practical to continue. Synthetic cadavers can be used again and again, but they're expensive. The four at UNI cost $150,000. The newest option is a virtual cadaver. The UI's Darren Hoffman has been using one in his classroom.
By giving students an advanced video demonstration of what they're going to see in sort of vivid color before they even get into the lab, I can increase the efficiency of their lab work, and they can get lab work done quicker and get to the point where they can start doing more active learning.
Hoffman is a lecturer in the Anatomy and Cell Biology department. He explains that the virtual cadaver has opened new doors for those who in the past were prohibited from working on bodies.
We were particularly focused on those students that are in other parts of the world where dissection is not even an option because of different sort of cultural backgrounds or faith-based traditions associated with burials, that dissection wouldn't even really be an option.
Hoffman has been immersed in all things virtual for the past 7 years, but he admits while working with human cadavers is time-consuming, being in close contact with human remains offers many intangible experiences.
Learning about death, learning about connectedness between people, these are things that just happen almost automatically as part of a gross anatomy course with cadavers. And you could probably spend your whole life working on a computer simulation and never really approach that sort of learning goal.
So where, then, do synthetic cadavers fit in? UNI's David Saunders says they're still so new, they're a work in progress.
The company will send us new ones. So we're acting in some respects as a consultant, say, here's what needs to be addressed. They'll get better over time. The experience for our students will get better over time as we continue to get new replacement syndavers.
Synthetic cadavers, virtual ones, or real bodies all have their place in the classroom. They're helping students learn things a textbook or a dead cat could never teach them. For Iowa Public Radio News, I'm Pat Blank.